I'm David Bean Cooley, TV critic for Fresh Air. The original British series The Prisoner, starring Patrick McGoohan as a secret agent hauled off to a remote and mysterious place known as The Village, was shown on American TV in 1968. In a very volatile year, it was stunningly political. It questioned authority and championed independence. It was one of TV's first true miniseries, with a beginning, a middle, and an end. Even if that ending, the 60s equivalent of the blackout finale of The Sopranos, infuriated as many viewers as it pleased. And even though we never knew the name of the hero, it was easy to identify with him. For reasons unknown but doubtlessly noble, he resigned his job as a spy, and the entire series is an attempt by his village captors to uncover his true motives. Each week, a village official known as Number Two tries to crack the hero using a different approach. Each week brings failure, and the following week, a new Number Two. Meanwhile, our hero, played by McGoohan, continues to rage against the machine, and even against his given identity in the village, Number Six.
Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information. Information. Information.
You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new Number Two.
Who is Number One?
You are Number Six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
The original Prisoner series was shown on CBS as a summer replacement for the Jackie Gleason show. Needless to say, it was noticed, and still is, for being jarringly, daringly different. My interpretation of the controversial ending, by the way, is that it revealed Number Six as the village's Number One, that we are all held captive by metaphorical prisons of our own design, that sort of thing. I could go on and on about the original Prisoner, and I'm tempted to, because the new version, beginning Sunday on cable's AMC, is such a disappointment. AMC, in trying to make a name for itself as a presenter of quality TV, had a perfect record up to now. First, it presented the Robert Duvall Western miniseries Broken Trail, then the superb drama series Mad Men, great season finale, by the way, and, most recently, another daring drama, Breaking Bad. Triple, home run, home run. And now, with its new Prisoner, an embarrassing strikeout. Except for the casting of Ian McKellen as Number Two, this new six-hour TV version seems to make changes that weaken the concept rather than play to its strengths. For Prisoner fans, there's a lot to be irritated by. There's only one Number Two rather than a succession of adversaries. And even the honorific prefix Number is dropped. The head of the village is simply Two now, just as our captive hero, played in the new miniseries by Jim Caviezel, is Six. That just sounds wrong, like when the first adaptation of a 007 novel, made for American TV before the movies came out, referred to that spy as Jimmy Bond. Honest. Writer-producer Bill Gallagher respects some of the old touches to keep them intact. A few villagers still end each conversation with, "be seeing you." There's still a mysterious oversized oval that serves as a sort of sentient watchdog. And one scene, in which Six tries to buy a village map, is still a strong nod to the original series premiere. Each hour, Two tries to unearth Six's secrets, but this time, Six is not even a spy, just a corporate middleweight. But most plots are original and aren't improved by their originality. Instead of filming at the quaint yet modern resort on the coast of Wales where the original was filmed, this new Prisoner, set in the present, prefers a desert and mountain setting, filmed partly in Namibia. It's added lots of recurring characters, including a teen son for Number Two, named 1112, presumably intended to hold younger viewers. Another bad move. The only scenes that work are the ones with McKellen. Where Patrick McGoohan was magnetic, Jim Caviezel, who played the title role in The Passion of the Christ, almost fails to register. Put the two actors in the same scene, as in this early interrogation between Two and Six, and you're in danger of rooting for the wrong side.
Why are you keeping me here?
I see no locked doors.
Well, they were after me.
Ooh, sounds terribly ominous.
Why am I here? It has nothing to do with me, any of this. I've seen you before.
Really? What were you doing in the mountains? Six?
I was lost. I mean, I have no idea how I got here. What did you call me? Look, something's wrong here.
Yes. You are wrong, Six.
Do not call me that. I am not Six.
This new prisoner tries to be mysterious and compelling, like ABC's Lost. But it's not so much lost as misguided. The original, despite its serious themes, had a great sense of fun. AMC's new prisoner just seems glum and seems a lot longer than 6 hours. My advice, seek out the original, skip the remake. You can download podcasts of our show at freshhour.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air.